And now it's time for Scotland Hometown Happenings as we talk with Peggy, a roving reporter from the Scotland Journal, heard every Friday afternoon at 4:20. This weekly show is made possible in part by Poet Research Center, Housie's Main Stop, Dakota Plains Egg, the Scotland School District, and the Rec Bar. It is every Friday here on Q107.3. Peggy from the Scotland Journal. Peggy, how are you?
I'm great.
Weather for Mother's Day was just about perfect last week.
Oh my gosh, you couldn't have asked for a better day.
Graduations or Mother's Day or whatever folks had going on last week. And maybe a little rain on Sunday it looks like, but we're approaching 90 here this afternoon. So that's plenty warm. And it's a nice warm day and it's probably too warm for school. So they just let the kids out here for the rest of the summer.
Timing is everything, right?
That's right. You don't want to be stuck in school when it's 90. So.
No, for sure. So that's why today's the last day of school.
That's right. Last day of school for Scotland. So everybody's out here for the summer. Now we focus on some summer activities. What's coming up here this weekend?
Well, we have a citywide rummage sales going on today from 4 to 7 and tomorrow from 9 to noon. So if you want to know where they're all located, you stop at the main stop on Main Street of Scotland and you pick up a map.
There we go. Easy as that. Get those bargains, get those treasures coming up here today and tomorrow. And then still plenty of spring activities, though, with school out.
Yes. So today the Trapper softball team is headed to Alcester. They will start play at 4:30. And then tomorrow morning, bright and early, they will take on Hanson at 9 o'clock in Menlo.
Or pitch a tent and just sleep overnight.
Right, exactly.
Make sure you don't miss it. 9 o'clock tomorrow. And then we got some elections next week, looks like.
We do. We have a school board election taking place on Tuesday. And so for all the registered voters in the Scotland School District, it will be from 7 to 7. And Pep's Pub will be the Hutchinson County place to vote, to vote, and that's in Kaler. The lobby of the gym is for Bonham County, and the Lesterville Fire Hall is for Yankton County.
There we go. Elections locally Tuesday down south as we take a look at what's going on in Scotland this week. And now, what's going on next week?
Well, then we have the Scotland Historical Society is going to have their meeting. They haven't had one in a while, and that's going to be Tuesday as well at 7 o'clock in the City Hall basement in Scotland.
Then you might be in Mitchell. A lot of golfers are going to be in Mitchell Tuesday.
Yes, I will be. Regions are Tuesday, and that begins at 9:30 at Lakeview Golf Course.
Hopefully a nice day for some golf, and then big Memorial Day weekend next week. We'll talk more about that next week. But, of course, got state track here coming up next week.
We do. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be state track. And we want to congratulate Trinity Beats, Olivia Bindi, and Ellie Lavach for qualifying. And we'll be watching them and see how they do.
There we go. Kind of wrapping up the track season. Then getting to the ends of baseball and softball, kind of those last couple sports.
Yep. So next week is the SODAC 16 softball and the baseball region. So we'll wait and see where we fall in both of those categories.
There we go. Baseball, softball, track and field next week. Also golf all going on. Scotland Hometown Happenings. Peggy, if folks want to get a hold of you for more information, how can they do so?
They can call 583-4419 and I would suggest you leave a message because it's in and out. Or you can email me. That's scottnews@gwtc.net, or you can drop by our office, and we are located at 630 First Street.
Peggy, she'll be driving. She'll be on the road plenty here next week.
Yes.
That is right. It is Hometown Happenings here every Friday. Peggy, have a good weekend here, and we'll check in with you next week.
Sounds fantastic.
That was Peggy from the Scotland Journal, one of our proud sponsors of Scotland Hometown Happenings. This show is made possible in part by these community-minded sponsors: Ozzie's Heating and Cooling, the Scotland Chamber of Commerce, the Scotland Good Samaritan Center, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, and the Landman Jungman Memorial Hospital. To listen to this edition of Hometown Happenings, visit our website at Q107radio.com and click on Hometown Happenings.